It's been a number of years now that I have thought of what it means that the rebellion is mushrooming in South Sudan, and that is to look at why so many factions, political factions, end up going to the bush and fighting the government. And so I wanted to analyze how this is sourced, what exactly explains why people are deserting the platforms, such as having political dialogues within the country and fighting the government using arms. And at the same time, I wanted to figure out whether or not we understood the repercussions of having rebellions being repeatedly happening across the board. And so those two reasons led to me coming up with that analysis.
Great. Now, in this your article, what are some of the key issues that you've tackled?
Well, I've tackled a few things. One is that the rebellion continues to be a problem in the country. But I've also went ahead and said, well, this is happening because of some factors. One of the factors is that the political dialogues that are normally conducted in other countries to lead to transformation as well as change in leadership are not necessarily being utilized in our country. And so rebelling has incentives. So you go to the bush, and once you come back, you become a general or you become a minister. So this has become a means of trying to get a political position or being promoted in the military. And so those incentives are driving the rebellion opportunity. But also looking at the key consequences of having to perpetuate rebellion and the sort of precedent that is set by allowing people that rebel to be rewarded such lucrative positions. And so I look at the instability itself being a result, an intractable one, and also looking at how those individuals can basically thrive on those frameworks that lead to stability. And so there are a number of things there that are key in the article, and instability is critically important.
Yes, and in your view, what must be done to build a culture of peace in South Sudan than the rebellion that if someone is disgruntled or is not happy with what is going on in the government, he rebels? What needed to be done to ensure that all this is tackled?
Well, there is a ubiquitous sort of view that comes often into the picture, especially by the opposition groups, that the political space is tightening and that political dialogues are not allowed. I think if that's the case, what needs to happen as a country is that there is need for a reopening of those political space, and that should allow us to have sensible dialogues that would lead to transformation in political leadership or actually change in leadership overall in the country without having to fight anybody militarily.
Yes. Professor, just before you go, with what is going on at the moment in the country, there seems to be a lot of hate speeches going around on social media and even some other people saying that, according to you as a professor and, of course, as a South Sudanese as such as well, how can we go about this for now?
I think we need to refrain from incitement of more violence. I know that there have been a number of discussions on what's happening on the highways right now. I think as people, the more we succumb to violence, the more we lose the country. And so there is need for utmost restraint to be able to contain the current situation. More violence is going to lead to more South Sudanese dying, and that's losing this country. It does not contribute anything good for us.
Agustina, thank you so much for talking to us. I really do appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you very much.